What's up, everyone? All right, so here we are finishing the fifth consecutive Green Day, the bunny ears, wherever I put them, they're gonna stay on next week. I said I would wear these until I had my first red day. Well, five Green Days in a row, finishing up April in really good shape. Monday was awesome, $6,500. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, small Green Days. Here we are Friday, up $1,200. It's a small Green Day. It's not quite my $2,000 daily goal, but as I always say, green is good, and you know, it's a great way to finish the week, go into the weekend feeling good, and of course we'll be back at it Monday, Tuesday, last 2 days of April, try to finish off April with a couple more Green Days, and then, well, starting over, May. It's a brand new month, brand new goals, and midweek next week, what I'll do is I'll probably go over all of my traits from the month of April, my metrics, my accuracy, profit loss ratio, what worked, what didn't work. So get some interesting insights there, and that'll help me make a game plan for the month of May. Now tomorrow, I'm gonna upload a Driving with Ross video from San Francisco last weekend. And last weekend, I had just finished three consecutive red days. And during that video, I was kind of talking about what my game plan would be coming Monday morning. And here we go, five Green Days in a row, followed the plan, I feel really good about that. And so yeah, enjoy that video tomorrow. And as usual with the video today, midday recap, any questions, any comments, leave them below. I'll come through and answer them over the weekend. I'll see you all first thing on Monday morning. All right, see you guys later. All right, everyone, let's see. All right, so we're gonna go over the trades from today. We'll do a little midday market recap. Kind of an uneventful day. I'm up $1,237, so a green day, which is terrific. Fifth green day in a row. This has been a pretty nice week. I haven't had too much stress. $6,500 on Monday got me a really nice cushion on the week. And then, $2,500 Tuesday, $2,500 Wednesday, $1,700 Thursday, and $1,200 today. You know, the green days yesterday and today are a little smaller, a little below my daily goal, but, you know, I'm not going to complain. I traded for about 15 minutes today. My last trade was at 9:42, and that was it. So 12 minutes of trading, $1,200, $100 a minute. That's okay with me, and I'll live to trade another day, be back at it on Monday morning. So because it's my fifth consecutive green day, my Easter bunny ears are going to stay on here into next week. I said I'd keep them on till my first red day. So this is the beginning of a green streak, which is great. But it does mean I'm going to be wearing these things for a bit longer. So the interesting thing, by the way, live trades yesterday on ARCI uploaded to the live trading archives for Warrior Pro session, Warrior Pro students. So you guys can go check those out if you'd like. The interesting thing the last few weeks has been that I've done really well actually on gap and go trades. There have been a couple that have, you know, opened and sold off right away, but when we've had a good gapper near the top of the scan, float under 10 million shares, the price is good, you know, it's got a good daily chart, I've been able to do well. And today RHE was that stock. It opened, it was already up 60% pre-market pivot right here at 267. I jumped in at 260. It opened a little lower. It opened at 254, surged up. I got in at 260. It squeezes up to a high of 315. I actually could have made more on it, but you know, I scalped the first trades. You can see here in the first 2 minutes, it popped up to 88 and then dropped all the way down to 40 and then ripped back up. So right here, I made money. I got back in right here and then I gave back a little bit of profit right here. I wasn't holding through there, but I got back in expecting and thinking it was gonna go up higher. And so I was up about $1,500, gave back, you know, 500, whatever. Still green on the name, so I'm happy with that. But yeah, that first 5-10 minutes has been really good for me. We got the same thing on ARCI yesterday. We can go back and look at that one. A little whippy, you know, not something that I would just hold for the first 10 minutes, you know, but still actively scalping it. You can see this did the same kind of thing. It squeezed up out of the gates, pulled back, dropped here, and then ripped up. So it gives you a couple opportunities. You know, the first one right there and the second one right here as it moves higher. I did better on ARCI yesterday, but than RHE today. But in any case, $1,000 on RHE. right off the gap scanner. CTRM was off the high a day momentum scanner. The Momo scanner was a little on the light side today, not a lot on there, but I did jump in this. I got in high at $7. It only hit a high of $7.20, so I only made $149 on it, and then it came back down. I could have probably gotten in a little earlier, but I don't know. I wasn't totally sure about it. I waited for a little more volume to come in, then I ended up buying it a little near the highs. 861 or so was the daily resistance point. So I saw that it had a good amount of room up to that 860 level, but yeah, not the easiest one. So whatever, no worries there. Basically a break-even trade. And that was at 942. And so then I was like, well, you know what? We're not seeing a lot of momentum today. I'm gonna sit tight. I'm gonna watch the high day momentum scanners. And nothing ended up hitting that scanner at all. I mean, the scanner just ended up just being dead. Literally, since 9:42, only one stock has hit the scanner. You know, and it's like 10:30 right now. So that's the way Fridays sometimes are. They're hit or miss. You know, sometimes we get great opportunities on Fridays, and other times things really slow down. Now, coming tomorrow on YouTube, I'm going to upload a Driving with Ross video from San Francisco from last weekend. When I did the video, I recorded it on Saturday morning, and it was just after I had finished three consecutive red days. Now, the red days were all small, fortunately, but I, you know, was feeling a little bummed out and kind of trying to put together a game plan of how I would bounce back this week, and I did it. Definitely bounced back this week. Five consecutive green days in a row, up, I don't know, somewhere around $12,000, $13,000 on the week, up $42,000 on the month, so things are looking up, which I'm really happy about. And, you know, we've got 2 days left in the month of April, Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going to start over, new month. So new month, new goals. Will definitely be an opportunity to go back and look at everything that I did in April, what my metrics were, my profit loss ratios, and everything else. Yes, I do have a CenterPoint account. However, they haven't had accessibility. They haven't had borrows of most of the stocks I've been wanting to short. I'll pull up the account here and we can just take a peek. I tried to borrow ARCI yesterday and I couldn't get any shares available. So let's see. All right, so here's, so let's try RAG, rejected, no shares available. RBZ is 6 cents per share. So reserving 1,000 shares would be $58. Reserving 10,000 shares would be $580. And you know I like to trade with 10,000 shares. What's another one? CTRM, 5.5 cents per share, $55 for 1,000 shares. So, you know, I set up the account hoping that, well, that one's cheap, but it's also a 20-cent stock. Yeah, I was hoping I'd be able to do a little more trading in it, but a lot of the stocks that we've seen, ARCI, they have shares available today, but that's not helpful. They didn't have them yesterday. The floats have been really low, and I think those ones maybe have been harder to borrow. I may end up setting up a CMEG account once I finish this this challenge that I'm working on right now. I might do that. That may be a better route to go. So yeah, it's cool that you can locate the shares right here, but makes it very fast. You don't have to call anyone. But then the stocks that are kind of in play the most each day, I haven't been able to get borrows on. So yeah, I don't know. Not really sure what to do about that. But in any case, yeah, so that answers your question on that. And let's see, let me pop up here. I'm gonna pull up a video here for you guys. So this is, I'll just give you guys a little sneak preview of, this is uploaded for Warrior Pro students. So this is the live trades from yesterday on ARCI. There's a, I tried to reserve the shares, no availability. That was at 9:15. So I mean, I thought I was early enough. So we'll get closer to the open here. All right, so here's the bell. And this is the same thing that I did today, basically. Jumped in out of the gates, the bell rings. is squeezing up. I jumped right in there, expecting a break pretty much immediately of the half dollar. It hesitates for a second, 30s, but we almost always have a lot of buying right out of the gates. Looking for that break over 35 now. That's the high of day. There's 30, 35. There we go. There's 48. There's 50. Selling half. And that's $1,500 of profit in 20 seconds of trading. So these are the types of videos that Warrior Pro students, you guys have access to. You know, just kind of being able to see what I'm seeing on the level two, where I'm getting in, where I'm getting out. You know, this is some pretty helpful stuff. Where is this? This is when I switched over to my main account or my other account. You know, scalping it on the way up here. So that was that account, and then boom. From here, this was the big trade right here as it broke this level. It squeezed up, I jump in at 36. Boom, there's a half dollar just like that. Boom, there's $1,700 right there. So yeah, I encourage you guys to get in there and watch these videos. All right, so that's it for me. Make sure you check out the video tomorrow, Driving with Ross, and I will see you guys all first thing Monday morning. Hopefully we'll have some good stocks on the Gap Scanner. I'll be able to make a little bit of money and get the week off to a good start, and also finish up the month of April with two more green days. All right, everyone. I'll see you guys first thing on Monday morning.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.